弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
那时间过很快哈。
Time flies.
一下又等于是八月底了哈。
So it's the end of August.
我最近我今天要讲的题目是和平之子。
The title of my sermon is The Sons of Peace.
和平之子。
Sons of Peace.
它是从彼得前书三章八到十二节出来的。
Devotional verses of 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 to 12.
我们一起进到章节里面。
So let's read together.
好，那中文的先读，然后英文再读哈。你要读哪种语言都可以啊。来，我们中文一起读来。
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄。存慈怜谦卑的心 English together to sum up all of you be harmonious sympathetic loving compassionate and humble
第九节
不以恶报恶以辱骂还辱骂倒要祝福因为你们是为此蒙召好叫你们承受福气 not returning evil for evil or insult for insult But giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you would inherit a blessing. 因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。For the one who desires life, to love and see good days.Must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. 也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. 因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷。唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against evildoers.
所以我前面来有跟弟兄姊妹从彼得前书第一章、第二章我都有讲过一些重点。
So I share with you 1 Peter chapter 1 and 2 in my previous sermons.
如果大家还有印象的话
If you still remember,
第一章就讲说，虽然我们没办法亲眼看见他
Because even though sometimes we could not see,
我们却因为信他
Because our faith,
我们有说不出来荣光的大喜乐
So that's why we have the unspeakable joy.
然后上次我来讲的是第二章
The last time I preached on chapter 2,
大家还印象呢？是说我们是什么？我们是被拣选的族类。
So we are the chosen people.
我们是君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
我们是属神的子民。
And we are his chosen, we're his children.
所以彼得，大家知道彼得也都很清楚这位很可爱的使徒。
So Peter is a lovely brother.
他跟随主耶稣基督。
He followed Jesus Christ.
可是有个性。
So he's a man of character.
大家印象很深刻，在那个克西马尼园祷告之后，他甚至为了保护主的缘故，他还拿刀出来要对付那些来抓主的士兵们。
So do you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane after Jesus prayed, he wanted to protect Jesus. He drew a saw and cut off the ear of one of the soldiers.
所以他名字呢，意思就是石头的意思。
So his name means rock.
他就 Simon 变 Peter 就基法
So or means a little pebble.
所以他的本性来讲呢，他是一个为主热心呢，甚至愿意为自己摆上自己性命的一位很好的弟兄。
So he was zealous for Jesus and willing to give up his life for Jesus.
可是就是因为他为主摆上热心到一个地步的时候，他的学习的功课也很多。
Because of his zeal, and sometimes he learned a lot.
So, 弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒一生跟随主我们也经历跟彼得很类似的环境。
So, when we follow the Lord, we are quite similar to Peter.
要不然我们就是对主没什么感觉。
Sometimes we have very little feeling about Jesus.
所以我们可能来教会聚会了。
So, just came here for worship.
我们也喜欢听弟兄姊妹在台上唱诗歌
Or just enjoy the hymn.
我们最喜欢就是传道人的讲一篇，我们觉得这不错的道。
or listen to a pleasing sermon.
可是我们对主的感觉好像就是我好像就是一个主啊，我很羡慕那些弟兄姊妹们，可是我的角色就是我来这边就是来扶持，来帮助就可以了。
So sometimes my role over here just in the background support all the other people serving.
有的人时间比较短，有的人时间比较长。
Some came here a longer period of time, some were shorter.
可能不晓得什么事情发生在您的身上。
And we don't know what happened in your life.
那你或者是神呢，亲自向你显现，用他的爱，用他的怜悯或恩典，甚至用他的话语来向你呼召了。
Or sometimes God calls you with His love, mercy, grace, or even His word.
那你就很愿意把自己摆上来服侍神。
So, and you were called to serve Him.
可是我们愿意来摆上服侍神的时候呢，我们大部分都是在热心里面，就像彼得刚开始一样，都是在热心中来服侍我们的主的。
So we're just like Peter, serve with our zeal.
所以热心服侍主会怎么样呢？
So, but if not without zeal, then what happened?
就是中间我们很多时候是照我们自己的喜好个性来服侍我们的神。
So sometimes we serve Lord according to our own mind.
我们是一个蛮有热心愿意主摆出我们时间跟弟兄姊妹配搭的弟兄姊妹。
So we were willing to serve and devote our time to work with others.
可是在中间我们也学习了很多功课。
While serving with others, we learned quite a few lessons.
那常常我们这个人在热心服侍主中间，我们经常遇到了挫折，弟兄姊妹，并不是主给我们的。
Sometimes we're frustrated, not because of the Lord.
常常是如果我是一个热心服侍主的人，在我的角度来看的话。
So if I'm enthusiastically serving God from my point of view,
我会认为都是弟兄姊妹给我的难处。
So I would think that someone else gave me the hard time.
我觉得要这样做才对啊，你们为什么就跟我的看法不一样？
How come not my way is the highway?
我天天就来认真的打扫教会，那不晓得你们在哪里了？为什么突然主日来的时候，你们就不听我的话呢？
So I was cleaning up the church in the background. How come on Sunday, what I said, nobody listened?
以前我圣经可能没读过一次，今天我被神的感召特别厉害的时候，我一年读十遍哦。
So sometimes I didn't read Bible, and sometimes I read the Bible over and over again.
所以要解经的时候呢，我懂得比你多。
So I think I know the Bible more than everyone else.
所以我们就像彼得说，主啊，我都愿意为你摆上我的时间、我的精力，甚至我愿意为你付上一切的时候，那为什么还这么多人不了解我？
So as Peter, I serve you with all my time, effort, and finance. How come people don't understand me?
我彼得有个优点啊。
But there's a merit in Peter.
就是说哈，他就好像你们如果去读那耶利米就是十二章五节哈。
So if you read Jeremiah chapter 12 verses 5.
那耶和华就是跟耶利米说。
So Jehovah told Jeremiah.
他说你用人的脚步啊，都不能跟上人的脚步，你怎么能够跟马赛跑呢？
So you can't even follow man. How can you race with a horse?
那英文叫 run against horses.
So how can you run against horses?
那保罗那个彼得有这个优点。
So there's a merit in Peter.
就是他不受人的影响。
So he was not influenced by others.
他一心为了追求主。
So he was single-minded.
他不管对别人了解他或是不了解他。
So he didn't care whether people understand him or not.
他就认真地跟随他的夫子。
So he just followed Jesus single-minded.
主看见他，看中他这认真追求的心。
So God saw his heart.
那主就用手来制作他了。
So that's why God helped him.
所以他经过很多主在身上的制作。
So God helped him in many areas.
他用刀来保护主耶稣，甚至想要把人家头削下来，因为他是打鱼的，比较不会嘛，不小心就把耳朵削下来了。
He was a fisherman, not a swordsman. He meant to kill, but he only cut off an ear.
那主也把他将来要遭遇的事情也跟他讲了。
So Jesus also told what would have happened to him in the future.
主跟彼得说，他你年轻的时候放纵而行啊，你随意而行。
So in your youth, you can do as you please.
可是你到最后的时候，你双手要被捆绑的。
So in your old day, you'll be bound with your hands.
意思说他要殉道的。
So he'll be martyred.
主也有警告他，他说你用刀来杀人，将来你也被用刀来对付的。
So that's why Jesus warned him, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
所以彼得他经过这些时候，他也甚至知道主耶稣已经把他殉道的预言先已经跟他讲了。
So Peter knew he would be martyred.
我相信神在一生的制作，让他这个人整个温柔下来。
So that's why God gradually softened his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，这封书信。
So this letter, this epistle.
是为一生跟随主。
So talk about follow God all the day of our life.
热心服侍神。
So willing to serve.
经过了很多挫败。
Despite frustration.
还自己认为很行的时候。
So sometimes you're so dejected.
看到主的眼睛亲自流泪那位彼得所写的。
So and you saw the tears from the Lord.
所以彼得前书三章八到十二节。
So that's why 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 to 12.
彼得就是用这样的一个服侍者的心态。
So with a servant's heart.
跟我们讲教会生活是什么样的教会生活。
So teaching us the proper life in the church.
他前面有提到你跟政府的关系。
So earlier he mentioned about man's relationship with the government.
也有提到你跟你雇主的关系。
And with your employers.
那在十三章一开始提到夫妻的关系。
Also, man and wife.
那这里呢，他就提到一个整体的关系了。
So right now he talked about another wholesome issue.
弟兄姊妹，你们知道是什么意思吗？
So what do you know what it means?
就基督徒啊。
So as a Christian.
你的生活是多面的。
So your life is multifaceted.
你有你平常生活，你开车要守规矩的。
Because you drive according to the traffic law.
你看到那个 stop sign 一定要停下来的。
You must stop at the stop sign.
那照规定呢 ，stop 停下来要几秒钟，你们知道吗
？How long do you need to stop？
几秒钟？三秒、六秒，就是九秒啊。
9 seconds.
哎呦，是正常反应的。
So yeah, so it's a normal response.
那照规定是说，你停下来的时候，你踩刹车的时候呢，你要左边看三秒，右边看三秒，然后才能往前的。
So it means after apply brake, you need to look right 3 seconds, look left 3 seconds.
那我们亲身的经验是什么
？So what's your personal experience?
我们踩一下，一秒不到，看没有人，我们就往前走了。
So less than one second, then we move forward.
所以我们在平常生活啊，假如你不小心，你正好旁边有警察，又骑摩托车躲在那个树丛后面的，你要感谢赞美主哦。对不对
？So sometimes a motorcycle cop hidden behind a tree.
主就让你学一门功课了。
So and you got a ticket.
你为了省那个六秒钟。
So because you want to save 6 seconds.
你就牺牲了一顿吃很好吃海鲜大餐的钱。
So you lost the money for a great meal.
那这是我们的所谓跟政府的生活。
So this is our life under the government.
基督徒我们每天都要跟政府打交道的。
So we have to deal with government issue every day.
只是你不知道而已。你每天都在政府，你的开车，你所谓的遵守的律法，都是谁给你的
？So in traffic and all the rules, who gave you that?
都是政府给你的。
All from government.
是给你谁给你讲高速公路只能开65迈的
？So who tells you there's 65 miles per hour on freeway?
你要开100迈可不可以啊
？So faster or slower?
当然可以啊。
It's up to you.
对啊，只要你有钱付罚款就好了嘛。
And so you can pay the fine.
所以我们每天生活，我们有跟政府的关系啊。
So daily life, we have to deal with government.
彼得就说了，你既然在美国生活
，Since you live in America,
你就要遵守美国的宪法
，You have to observe
遵守美国的交通规矩，遵守美国在税法上什么很多的条款就是。
So, constitution, traffic law, tax law, and many rules and regulations.
但我们也有工作的生活啊。
So we also have life in the work.
我们你都要上班呢。
Then you go to office.
上班你有你的老板。
So you have your supervisor.
你有你的同事。
And you have colleague.
你怎么样跟你老板相处呢
？How can you deal with your supervisor?
你怎样跟你的同事合作，一起来做一个 project 呢？
So sometimes you need to have a project with your colleague.
那做基督徒这个也有讲究的。
So there's certain thing in among Christians.
基督徒在我老实说，一个正直的基督徒。
A righteous Christian.
一般在工作场所哈。
At work.
不是很受欢迎的。
Not very popular.
为什么
？Why？
因为 我们都说圣经这样说，圣经那样说，人家觉得说你怎么每天说的就是圣经说呢？
There were a lot of quoted Bibles, and people were just tired of it.
可是彼得却跟我们讲
，But Peter, they did something not according to your point of view.
可是你还是要尊重他。
But you need to respect him.
尊重他不是说我跟你同流合污哦。
Not because you did the wrong thing with him.
尊重他是说我在跟他谈事情的过程中。
And it's in the process of discussion.
我尊重他是主给我在世上工作的老板。
I respect his status as my supervisor.
那第三个就是我们的家庭生活。
Thirdly, in family life.
讲到夫妻了。
Husband and wife.
弟兄姊妹，夫妻关系容不容易啊？
So is it easy to be husband and wife?
简不简单呢？
So it's not a simple thing.
在旧约中，我们的耶和华上帝。
So in the Old Testament, our God Jehovah,
他最喜欢用婚姻来形容他跟我们的关系了。
He liked to use marriage as the relationship between our and us and him.
在新约中也说他是新郎，我们是他的新妇。
So talk about he's the bride, he's the bridegroom, we are the bride.
所以就神来看，婚姻是很神圣的哦。
So it's a sacred in God's eyes.
因为他神圣，神才用他来做例子哦。
So because marriage is sacred, that's why God used him as
an example. 所以夫妻之间的相处，在神来讲也是神圣的。
So what happened between husband and wife is sacred too.
不过我想里面少了一层关系。
But there's one less level.
就是父母跟子女的关系。
Also parents and children.
弟兄姊妹，父母跟子女好容不容易相处啊？
Is it easy to deal with between parents and children?
很难啊。
So hard.
我自己离开家，我已经有三年不在加州了。我在温哥华 Richmond 服侍三年了。
So I served in Richmond, Vancouver for 3 years, not at home.
突然三年后我回来了。
3 years later, I came home.
我跟师母还比较容易能够沟通。
So it's easy for me to communicate with my wife.
那两个儿子就当作怎么突然天上掉一下一个老人呐、啊，到我们家里来管我们。
So how come an old man came to my household and tried to take control of everything?
那我也在调节、啊。
So it's an adjustment period for me too.
那他们也要调节、啊、
And for them.
可是做一个基督徒的父亲
，So as a Christian a parent,
我们要配合他们、啊、
So we need to coordinate with them.
我们调节不是要证明说你们是对的。
It's sometimes not about right or wrong.
我们调节是因为神跟我们讲，夫妻家庭关系也是基督徒能够活出见证的一个很重要的机会跟场所。
Because family life is an opportunity to show the Christian life.
所以你看看哦，前面讲了你跟政府的关系，你跟你工作老板的关系，你跟家庭的关系，都是你个人为中心的。
So with government at work, in family,All concentrate on yourself.
尤其在美国
especially in America.
我们的个人主义是非常重的
individualistic.
那你重到一个地步，我跟我儿子聊天的时候呢，因为你知道我们是传统，我们从小在传统的中国人所谓的家族观念啊，就是群体观念长大的嘛。
So we're old school growing up.
你跟他们聊天的时候，就是有时候他讲话，你说主啊，我怎么会有这些儿子啊？
So sometimes, when you're chatting with your kids, you're so.
你们知道我上次我大儿子他有长头发吗
？Right. So my elder son wear long hair.
那有一天我们要吃饭，中午吃饭。
So one day we're having lunch.
他说他的头发很长的哈。
So he said my hair grew too long.
我说那 Daniel， 你有没有想去剪一下
？Do you want to cut it short？
那我是出于完全的好意啊。
So it's all from goodwill.
那各位想想，在美国出生的。那个第二代美国人他们会怎么反应呢
？So what do you think American-born kids? What would their response be?
That's not your business.
不关你的事儿，不关你的事。
你不知道里面那个气怎么跑出来的。
So you know I was anger.
我就看着他。
So I just look at him.
我说 ，What do you say? 我说你说什么啊
？So repeat that again.
他就知道我不高兴了。
So he knew I was not pleased.
他说 ：“Daddy， 我讲的时候我是笑笑的讲的啦。
”But at least I said it with a smile.
我说我没有看到你在笑啊。
But I didn't see your smile.
所以你要了解哈，其实我们个人来讲，不管怎么说，个人中心的、啊，那我们这种从小长大是以别人为中心的，要在一起是很不容易的。
So me first is very difficult to deal with others.
我从小爸妈活出的榜样。
So actually, my parents were great examples.
就是家打开。
So right, so open our house.
很好客。
Hospitable.
那过年的时候，我爸爸会做那个糯米酒。
So my dad would do some drink.
Rice wine.
Or rice wine, moonshine.
会做香肠跟腊肉。
And some cured meat.
然后就会切好，然后送给叔叔阿姨伯伯们这样子。
And then they slice it up and send it out to family as a gift.
所以弟兄姊妹，我儿子跟我哪个对啊？
So which one is correct, my son or me?
哪个不对啊？
So which one incorrect?
两个都对。
We're both right.
两个也都不对。
We're both wrong.
因为我们很多时候我们的生活的确是以你为考虑的。
So sometimes we just think in our own.Point of view.
可是很多时候，我们也必须要顾虑别人的感觉。
We need to care about what other people think.
所以八节到十二节。
So that's why verses 8 to 12.
彼得就跟我们讲了。
So Peter told us.
是你有你的婚姻关系。
In your marriage.
你有你的工作上的挑战。
Challenge at work.
你必须天天跟政府在那边对来对去的。
So confront government daily.
可是他提醒我们哦。
But he reminded us.
你们还有教会生活。
But you also have a church life.
基督徒生活是全面的。
So it's a wholesome life among Christians.
我不敢说完全就是过教会生活。
I can't say church life only among Christians.
可是弟兄姊妹，如果你的生活里面缺了教会生活
，If you don't have church life as a Christian,
那你这生活就不完全。
Then your life.Is incomplete.
你可以在家里享受你的家庭关系。
So you can enjoy your family at home.
甚至你可能是一个很成功的一个职业的人士。
So maybe you're very successful at work.
也可能你甚至就在政府机关里面工作。
Maybe you work in the government.
可是如果你没有过教会生活。
But if you don't have a church life.
你就没办法经历彼得所经历的。
Then you can't experience what Peter said.
到你年老的时候
，When you grow old，
你就没有彼得的成熟了。
So you won't be like Peter。
我们这个人也不会像他那样温柔了。
So you won't be as soft or gentle as he was。啊，
那这就是我今天的负担。
So this is the sermon of my today。
说过教会生活。
So live a church life。啊，
其实最重要的是什么
？So what's the most important part？
就是我们都是和平之子。
We are all sons of peace.
什么叫和平之子？
What do you mean, sons of peace?
有一个生命的特征。
We have a certain characteristics.
也有一个生活的实行。
And we practice in our life.
所以你要过教会生活了。
So as we live as a church.
你必须要一个生命的特征。
So you got to have a certain characteristics.
所以弟兄姊妹，过教会生活不是外面的行为哦。
It's not just exterior.
昨天我读那个 Eugene Peterson， 我不晓得这个作者你们知不知道 Eugene Peterson 他是很有名的一个神学家，也是一个专门做 counseling 的神学家。
So Eugene Peterson is a famous theologian and counselor.
他说耶利米啊，耶利米那时候在那时候其实那时候王叫约西亚哈，约西家。
So Jeremiah, Hosea.
其实他已经把那个圣殿里面一些不干净的东西都拿掉了。
So he got rid of the unclean thing in the temple.
也把所有反正那个耶和华所不喜悦的都在圣殿里面，他都把它弄得很干净。
So he cleaned out the temple.
甚至他们开始读生命记了。
So they start reading the Deuteronomy.
那所有人呢，来到圣殿里面聚会。
So they gather in the temple.
他们就大喊。
So they shout out.
这是神的殿，神的殿，神的殿。
So this is God's temple, God's temple, God's temple.
可是耶利米呢，却把他骂了一顿啊。
But Jeremiah scolded him.
他怎么说
？What did he say?
You need to born again, born again, born again.
你们需要重生，重生，重生。
那 Eugene Peterson 就这样讲。
So this is what Eugene Peterson said.
那时候那一群人虽然经过他的王把圣殿弄干净的，可是他们来聚会的时候，他们在圣殿中一样的欢声的歌唱， 好像在说哈利路亚赞美神赞美耶和华的时候，可是他们的生活是跟圣殿里面这样子表示敬拜的生活是完全不配的。
So even though they clean out the temple, they came and cry out to the Lord, hallelujah.
他们
but their life did not reflect anything like that.
他们在圣殿里面读经哦，读生命记哦，唱诗歌很响亮哦。
So they sing loudly and read Deuteronomy and hymn.
可是聚完会后啊。
But after the worship.
有的去找庙妓哦。
So they went to prostitute.
有的照常在工作场合去做一些不好的事情哦。
And then they cheat at work.
那这些呢？耶利米都知道。
So Jeremiah knew all along.
所以耶利米啊，把他骂了一顿。
So that's why Jeremiah scolded him.
那 Eugene Peterson 啊，他用一句话来形容，我觉得很好笑啊。
So I like Eugene Peterson's comment.
他说哈、啊，好，抱歉，他是这么讲，这是原文哈、啊，我没有那个任何意思，我是照他讲。他说你在那个马厩里面。
So if you're in a manger.
你在学马叫。
So you try to. You try to cry out like a horse.
不表示你是真的马。
Doesn't mean you're a horse.
那是 Eugene Peterson 想的蛮强的了。
So he's a strong-willed.
我的意思说，弟兄姊妹，生命的特征。
So the characteristics of your life.
不是我们的行为遵守就是有的。
So it's not just about your external behavior.
生命的特征是你里面真的有改变，你才能够有出来的。
So you have to change within to reflect.
所以教会生活要活出一个和平和谐的光景，是生命的东西哦。
So the peace in church, it's about your heart.
它是你的 inner being 啊，你内在的东西。
It's all from within.
所以如果有这样子，你就有一个生活的活出。
So that's how you practice in your life.
就生活的实行。
So that's your practice of life.
所以他报道姐姐，他说生活总，我再念一次给大家听了。总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜慈啊，谦卑的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。那英文呢？我再念一次哈。好 ，to sum up。All of you be harmonious, sympathetic, loving, compassionate, and humble, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you would inherit a blessing. 他第一点他讲什么？他说我们要有喜爱和谐的心。
So we got to have unity.
就是 love, harmony, unity. 他说：“我们这许多人在基督里成为一生，互相连接做肢体，也是如此。”那英文是 ：“So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another.” 这边的同心，英文叫它的原文叫做 “like-minded”。
So harmony means like-minded.
意思就是说，他不是说我们的意见都一样。
It doesn't mean we are the same opinion.
而是我们来在一起有追求同一个目标。
But we pursue the same purpose.
所以你的意见可以跟我意见不同。
So we can have different opinion.
我们可以有不同的看法。
We can have different perspective.
可是我们有同一个目标。
But we have the same goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在教会同一个目标是什么？
So what's our goal for our church?
传福音啊。
Spread the gospel.
做什么你都要想到要传福音啊。
So everything we do is about the gospel.
你要接触人啊。
So you need to get in touch with people.
帮助人认识主耶稣啊。
So help them to believe in Jesus.
所以我跟你的意见虽然不一样。
Even though we don't have the same opinion.
可是只要是为着福音的缘故。
But for the sake of gospel.
我什么都可以做啊。
So I can do everything.
这保罗说的。
So this is what Paul said.
另外一个，他经节是说，又和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐和每一个人。你都要有一个心啊，要追求和睦。
So in a church life, everybody should have a heart of unity.
你看到，如果有时候我们自己也会啊，我们自己如果有情绪要出来了
，We all have temper.
我们跟人家讲话中间有开始有不好的感觉了。
Sometimes there's a bad feeling.
你知道我们要做什么事吗
？So at that time, what should we do?
就是你要对你的情绪啊敏感。
So you have to be sensitive about your feelings.
所以像有的时候我们自己发作一出来的时候
，So sometimes you can't control your temper.
我们给自己理由很多的。
So you have excuses.
我最近心情不好啦。
I had in a bad patch.
我接近遇到什么事情啊，我很难过了。So
if something bad happened to me.
所以你讲一句话，做一件事情，我不高兴的时候，我就讲出来了。
And something I didn't like, that's why I blurted it out.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个成熟人该做的。
So this is not maturity.
基督徒要怎么做啊？
So what should we do as a mature Christian?
其实你心情不好，你已经知道了。
So you know you're in a bad mood.
今天要来教会前，你在开车的时候，因为有一个人超你车，你里面就很不舒服了。
Because someone cut you off on your way to church.
也可能你早上起来的时候，本来要喝一杯咖啡，你没有喝的，你就感觉整天就睡不，有点昏昏沉沉的。
So you didn't have your coffee, you have withdrawal.
其实这个我们都知道。
So we all know that.
可是你知道的时候，你要做什么事啊？
Then what you do with it?
要祷告啊。You
should pray.
要祷告。Pray.
啊，我们每次都觉得自己这个人里面不舒服了。So sometimes when you don't feel well.
啊，你看到一个人跟你讲话，你里面开始不高兴了。So
you feel displeased when people talk to you.
马上祷告。So
pray on the spot.
主啊，我这个情绪要出来了。So
my temper is getting bad.
主，我这不好的感觉要出来了。
There's a bad feeling.
求你帮助我有一个喜爱和谐的心。
So help me with a heart of peace and joy.
第二个，要有同理心，体恤，这是empathetic, the sympathetic. 它的英文的意思就是说 feel with，就是别人怎么感觉，我也是怎么感觉的。
You feel what other people feel.
所以与喜乐的人要同乐。 与哀哭的人要同哭。
Rejoice
with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. 那这个大家道理都知道。
So we all know the principle.
可是教会中只要有任何人不愉快、不舒服，他生病了或是他遇到什么事情，整个教会都应该有同样的感觉。So
if anything don't feel good or feel sick, we should feel the same way.
同理心啊。
Feel for them.
同理心另外章节就是怎么讲？ 他说：“若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。And
if one part of the body suffers, all the parts suffer with it.
If a part is honored, all the parts rejoice with it. 那这个容不容易啊？
Is it easy?
也不容易啊。So
it's very tough.
只是我们每个人对我们自己的 expectation 啊。”
所以每个人对自己的期望不一样。当你的期望跟他对你的期望不一样的时候，有不同的时候呢，我们就不太容易有同理心。So when we differ in our expectation, then we cannot be empathetic or sympathetic.
第三个呢，要弟兄相爱 ，love your brothers. 他说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。We
love because he first loved us.
其实弟兄相爱也表示弟兄姊妹相爱了。教会中间，我们应该彼此相爱。 可是我们彼此相爱的基础是什么？不是我们来先爱他们，是因为我们知道神先爱我们。We
should love each other, but the foundation because we know God first loved us.
所以我们爱人的基础是什么？是耶稣基督的爱。So
the foundation of our love is the love of Jesus for us.
所以另外一个章节有提，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。英文是。
By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，我上次有讲嘛，我们的所事、我们的定命啊、我们的使命，那这就是我们的所事哦，就是我们的 being。 什么叫为什么？一个人到教会中的时候，他第一个印象是什么？就是我们这群弟兄姊妹是一个彼此相爱的。
So what's the first impression that people visit us that our brothers love each other?
那我们浸信会，我们教会的所事是什么？So
what's the mission of our church?
你可以说我们的所事是我们是属于浸信会的。So
you can say we're a Baptist church.
你可以说我们的所事是我们跟从浸信会的规章跟他的神学观。So
we follow the theology and regulation of Baptists.
可是你要更清楚我们的所事是什么？我们所事是弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
But more important is brother and sister love each other.
这是我们的所事哦。
So this is our mission.
这是我们的being哦。
So this is our command.
所以人家只要进到这个大门。
So once they step into our church.
他看到是这群人彼此相爱哦。
So they saw brother and sister love each other.
那我们第四呢？他说要有怜悯心呢。 to be compassionate, tender-hearted. 我喜爱怜悯，不喜欢祭祀。
I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
这个大家都很了解嘛，因为常常跟你讲，常常有人跟我讲，就传道人，传道人最喜欢的就是在台上讲一个道理，讲得很好听，认为自己比别人好，其实生活也活不出什么来，那常常我每次到个教会都有人跟，那我自己都是一个传道人哈，所以弟兄姊妹跟我讲的时候，我虚心接受，那这原则一样啊，因为耶和华喜欢连续啊。他根本不在意我们给他的是什么。
The most common on the preacher is that they don't practice what they preach. So that's why I'm humble, try to do my best.
所以如果我们对人没有怜悯心
，If we don't have compassionate to others，
大家听到那路加福音讲那个撒玛利亚人的故事，好，撒玛利亚人的故事，你们有知道吗
？Do you remember the Good Samaritan？
我们平常传道人就好像他里面讲一个牧师嘛，传道人经过的时候，他看到那个人被打伤在旁边的时候，他想说不行，我刚聚完会了，我讲完道，我很累了，我刚刚回家跟我老婆见面了，他就不理那个人了。
So the priest passed on the other side of the road and disregarded the wounded.
你在开车的时候看到旁边有一个人 homeless 在那边摇，希望你来载，不行不行，我这个传道人我今天太辛苦了，服侍主一天了，我要回家休息了，我为你祷告，希望别人来接待你。
So I drove by the homeless and said, okay, I'm tired after preaching, so I'll pray for you and let someone else take care of you.
耶和华就跟他讲，我喜爱怜悯，我根本不在意你今天做了什么事情。
That's why Jehovah said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
就是这个道理啊。
So this is the same principle.
第五呢，要人谦卑啊， to be humble. 经文什么？凡劳苦担重
的
人
可
以到
我
这
里
来。
我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, for I am gentle and humble in heart. 所以弟兄姊妹们，你说谦卑，谦卑其实我们都说啊，谦卑就是说，不要骄傲嘛，其实我们不骄傲很难呐。
So humble is not just not proud, because it's not easy to.Not to be proud.
因为各位哈、都是所谓不管你从哪个地方来，都是所谓优秀人才才能够到美国这个地方的。
So regardless of where you're from, if you're not special, you won't be able to come to the United States.
你要到美国来，你可能过关斩将。
So you have to pass many hurdles.
三国志好像过五关斩六将那样子。
So just like the romance of the three kingdoms.
所以在我们的 DNA， 我们的底子里面哦。
So in our life, in our heart.
我们都有骄傲的。
So there's pride in everyone.
我也有骄傲。
Me too.
我骄傲，我其实我很大的骄傲。
So actually, to be honest with you, I'm a very hyper.
我常常想，主啊，你看我如果没有这么爱你的话呢，我今天怎么可以当传道人
？So if I don't love God enough, how can I be a preacher?
这也是个骄傲。
So by itself, it's a pride.
说自己没骄傲的人。
So when you say you're not proud, you are proud.
其实也就是自己知道我们有的。
So this is not humility.
可是提醒自己。
You have to remind yourself.
如果你真的是一个谦卑的人。
If you're really humble.
别人喜欢跟你接近。
So people would like to talk to you. People would like to be close to you.
那就是这里的意思。
So that's a proof.
耶稣谦卑。
So Jesus is very humble.
所以人喜欢到他那里来。
So people flocked toward him.
你到谦卑的人那里的时候
，So when you approach humble people,
这个人会身心灵的整个得安息。
So you feel relaxed.
当你跟一个真正谦卑的人在谈话的时候
，When you talk to a real humble person,
你可以从那个人得到安息哦。
So you can sense joy.
所以一个真正谦卑的人，弟兄姊妹
，So for people really humble,
你应该是有很多朋友的。
So you will have many friends.
你说我们基督徒只挑一个正直的朋友。
So we only have righteous friends.
弟兄姊妹，如果是这样的话
，If so,
那主耶稣就白死了。
Then Jesus died in vain.
主耶稣是为罪人死。
So he died for the sinner.
我们是罪人哦。
We are all sinners.
人家喜不喜欢跟我们在一起啊
？So God loves to hang out with us.
那牧师就要提醒我跟你们哦。
So that's why I like to remind you and me.
我们要柔和谦卑哦。
So we need to be gentle and humble.
一个真正谦卑的人
，A A real humble person,
人家喜欢跟你来在一起。
People like to hang out with you.、
哦、那第六呢？要以爱回应 ，respond with love。只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。
有
人打
你
的
右
脸，
连
左脸
也
转
过来
由
他
打。有人想要告
你，要
拿走
你
的
礼
衣，
连
外衣
也
由
他
拿
去。
有人强
迫
你走
一
里
路，
你
就
同
他
走
二
里。英文就是
But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hang over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles.
其实他真正意思是说，别人怎么对我，我们用爱来回应。
Regardless how people are, respond, always respond with love.
那这个这个是很难。
It's so difficult.
我最近常我听了几篇道，他们就是一些牧师们，尤其是讲的这一段哈。
So I heard many sermons about this.
他们有一个共通点哦。
So there's a common thread.
他们都用停车位被抢为做例子。
They all use the parking lot taken by others as an example. Everybody.
一个叫 Stick 他是墨西哥有不太几，他的一个牧师，他牧养一万多个会众嘛，哈。
So it's a Hispanic preacher, his congregation over
10,000. 他说他有一天开车要到 Apple Store 去换一个手机 ，Apple 手机哈。
One day he went to Apple Store to exchange something.
他说他看到正好到那个商店门口，一部车正好开出去了。
So he saw one car pull out.
那牧师说说，我当场就赞美神。
So I praised the Lord on the spot.
他说：“主啊，谢谢你，这是你为我所预备的。”
So this is provided by you.
你知道我是你劳苦的仆人。
So you know I'm a faithful servant.
你知道我的需要。
You know what I need.
所以你预备一个空的车位给我。
So you provide a spot for me.
那他才刚祷告完。
So after prayer,
一部车就插进来。
Someone went and cut in front.
那看就整个就是这样整个插进来了哈。
So cut right in front of him.
那牧师说，他说你们知道我那时候什么感觉吗
？So you know how did I feel?
他说我很想到他面前把他那个雨刷折断。
So I had to break his windshield wiper.
很想去敲他的窗户。
And knock on his window.
那里面有这种感觉哈。
So it's anger within.
所以弟兄姊妹，以爱回应呢很不容易啊。
So you think how tough it is?
哎，不过他也讲了一个秘诀。
But then he shared a secret.
他说，当他有这种怒气的时候
，When he felt the anger bubbling up,
他真的要跳出来要去找那个人理论的时候
when he want to argue with that person,
他说我为那个人祷告。
So I pray for that guy.
他说我为那个人祷告。
So I pray for the person.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人对我们这样子，我们也会为他祷告吗
？If someone treated like us, would you pray for them?
常常我的祷告会是这样子
So that's my prayer.
主啊，这个人呢，那天欺负了我。
So he didn't treat me right.
我求你呢，公义的手在他身上制作啊。
So mend your righteous revenge on him.
今天最好他出门开车的时候不小心啊，开了罚单或干嘛啊。
So it's better for him to get a ticket.
让他良心发现。
So that he will know.
这是神在管教他。
Because that's a discipline from the Lord.
来过来跟牧师祷告，跟牧师啊，抱歉，我今天做错事情。
And he can apologize to the preacher.
这是常常我会这样祷告哦。
So that's I often pray this way.
可是弟兄姊妹很奇妙哦。
Well, strange.
你刚开始为这个人祷告，可能祷告跟我一样哦。
So you may pray just like this.
主啊，你是公义的神。
You're a righteous God.
你最好做一点事情。
You need to do something.
可是你慢慢祷告哦。
But after the more you pray,
很奇怪，神圣的爱就来取代你前面神圣的控诉。
So the God's love replaced your accusation.
你祷告祷告，对那种感觉越来越淡哦。
Then your anger kind of like tapering off.
不知道你祷告祷告，那这个人里面在主里面，主的话就开始光照你了。
And the God's word shed light on you.
对那个人呢，好像那控告慢慢的也就没有了。
And the accusation faded away.
常常这样祷告以后
So after a prayer,
我跟那牧师是一样的
So I'm the same as that preacher.
主，我们都是一样的
So we're the same.
我们都是罪人
We're all sinners.
我并没有比他好在哪里去
I'm no better.
求主赦免我
Forgive me.
也求主恩典怜悯那个人
and also have grace on that person.
所以弟兄姊妹以爱回应。
The response was love.
不是我们天然里面有的。
It's not in our nature.
以爱回应必须要靠祷告跟主耶稣连结，你才能够有的。
Only in prayer in unity with Jesus can you do it.
如果你碰到这事情，你不先祷告。
If you don't pray,
你只记得说啊，那天牧师这样讲，那个人这么教，圣经这么说，我不做的时候，神会不高兴。
And not because I don't do this, and God will not love me.
这不是你生命的特征。
But this is not the characteristics.
如果我们有生命特征，我们就有生活的实行了。
So with the characteristic, then we can practice.
因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美
福，
需要禁止
舌头，不
出
恶
言，
嘴
唇不
说诡
诈
的
话，也要离恶
行
善，
寻
求和
睦，
一
心
追
赶。
因
为
主
的
眼看顾
义人，
主
的
耳听他们的祈祷，唯
有
行
恶
的
人，
主
向
他
们
变
脸。
英文哈。
For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue.From evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it.
For
the
eyes
of
the
Lord
are
on the
righteous,
and his ears are attentive
to their
prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
那这是从诗篇三十四篇啊，
众
弟
子
啊，
你
们
当
来
听
我
的
话。
我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们，有何人喜好存活、爱慕长寿、得享美福，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。耶和华的眼目看顾义人，他的耳朵听他们的呼求，耶和华向行恶的人变脸。
要
从世上除灭他们的名号。
English.
Come, you
children,
listen to
me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Who
is
the
person
who
desires life and loves length of days, that he may see good?
Keep
your tongue from
evil
and your lips
from
speaking deceit.
Turn
from
evil
and
do good.
Seek peace and pursue it.
基本上十到十二节是彼得借着诗篇三十四篇来的。
So actually, verses 10 to 12 is quoted from Psalm 34, verses 11 to 12.
彼得为什么在这里要借用诗篇呢？
Why Peter quoted Psalm 34?
他有个用意在这里哦。
So there's a meaning.
他是说我彼得跟你们讲了那么多的行为规那个生命的特征哈。
So,Despite I mentioned many characteristics of life,
可是我讲的都是从圣经里面出来的。
But everything I said was from the Bible.
我是有圣经做根基的。
So there's a foundation in Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会生活。
That's why the church life.
教会生活的实行。
And the practice.
是要以圣经为主的。
Based on Bible.
不是你喜不喜欢。
It's not whether you like it or not.
不是你高不高兴。
Whether you're pleased or not.
也不是你觉得应不应该。
Or whether you should or not.
更不是你认为有没有道理。
Or whether that makes sense or not.
而是主怎么说。
Because God says so.
所以他说啊，这边往十五节啊 ，The eyes of the
Lord
are toward
the
righteous,
and
His
ears
are toward
their cry
for
help.
The
face
of the Lord
is against evil
doers.
To
eliminate
the memory
of
them from
the
earth.
最后十五十六节是跟我们讲，他说这是跟着我待会跟你讲意思是什么？第一个，啊，你要生活实行教会生活，我们要一个和谐的弟兄姊妹来在一起有爱，啊，我们在这边有神的带领，我们知道我们追求的是什么，啊，我们愿意怜悯人，最后我们以爱来回应人，这是我们生命的特征。那活出来的话有一个实行哦。第一个嘴舌头不出恶言。
We talk about love, unity, and so on and so forth, but the practice is to keep their tongue from evil.
他说唯独舌头
没
有
人
能
制
服
是不
止
息
的
恶
物
满
了
害死
人
的
毒
气。But no human being can tame the tongue.
He
is restless
evil,
full of
dead
poison.
这个很不容易啦。
So it is so difficult.
因为有时候我们义愤填膺啊。
And sometimes we have a righteous anger.
我就是看不过去呢。
So it's so wrong.
我就是要讲啊。
So I have to say it.
要讲是可以讲啊。
If you want to speak, it's okay.
可是不出恶言。
But keep your tongue from evil.
你只要能够不出恶言呢。
So as long you can keep your tongue from evil.
你若不是一个有同理心的人。
If you don't have empathy,
你若不是一个蛮有怜悯心的人
and if you don't have mercy,
你若不是一个以爱来回应的人
and if you didn't respond with love,
你若不是一个谦卑的人
if you're not humble,
你怎样不出恶言呢
how can you keep your tongue from evil?
有没有办法
can you?
没有办法
no way.
所以知道吗？前面生命的特征是你能够实行的基础。
So the characteristic is the foundation of your practice.
然后嘴唇不说诡诈的话 ，keep their lips from deceitful speech。因为，抱歉，这段哈，这个是抱歉，我教会生活这个是我很不喜欢的。
So I like this. I like this very much in church life.
英文叫 manipulating。
So integrity.
就是说我，所以为什么我们说教会里面呢？我们的交通要透明公开。
So that's why transparency in communication.
那做一个传道人，一个牧师。
So as a pastor.
可能我右耳听一个人讲一句话。
So I hear someone from my right ear.
我左耳也听一个人讲一句话。
And I heard another comment from my left ear.
可是我听了那这个人透过我听那个人的话。
So through me, there are different people have different opinion.
那个人也是透过我听这个人讲什么话。
So everybody got their opinion through me from another person.
可是我在中间，我不讲诚实话。
But if I didn't say honest word as a middleman,
我讲诡诈的话。
If I speak deceitful speech,
为达到我这个人的目的。
To serve my own purpose,
那我就在 manipulating 人了。
So I mix things up.
我们把弟兄姊妹当作什么？
Then how do I treat brother and sister?
当作棋子。
So as a pawn.
这是很差劲。
So that's awful.
我们不能这样做。
So we shouldn't do that.
第三点，要离恶行善。Turn from evil and do good. 使人和睦的人有福了，
因为他们
必称
为神
的
儿
子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
意思说离恶是什么？就是只要前面五个生命特征跟它相反的，我们都不要了。
So、
要提醒自己。
If you're contradictory to the characteristics, we don't want them.
行善就是追求和睦。
So do good is pursue harmony.
所以生命特征是什么
？So that's the characteristics.
喜爱和谐。我念国语，你们念英文哈。第一个，喜爱和谐。
Love harmony.
有同理心。
Be empathetic.
弟兄相爱
，love your brothers，
有怜悯心
，to be compassionate，
要人谦卑
，to be humble，
以爱回应
，respond with love。
生活的习性是什么
？So how do you practice？
禁止舌头不出恶言
，keep their tongue from evil，
嘴唇不说诡诈的话
，keep their lips from deceitful speech，
离恶行善
，turn from evil and do good。
那最后我要回到十五节哈。
So go back to verses 15.
抱歉啊，这就是为什么最后主要再加这一句话了哈。十五节中文是十二节了哈。因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听
他们
的
祈
祷，
唯
有行
恶的人，
主向
他们
变
脸。
英文就是说哈。
For the eyes of the Lord are
on
the
righteous,
and his ears are attentive to their prayer.
But
the
face of the
Lord
is
against
those who
do
evil. 最后彼得是说什么？弟兄姊妹，你为什么要不要以恶还恶，要以爱来回应人呢
？Don't return evil with evil, but respond with love.
因为你们放心。
Because rest assured.
做审判的是神。
God will judge.
他对那行邪恶的，他会做审判的。
But the Lord is against those who do evil.
可是对我们这些离恶行善的人。
So attentive to our righteous.
我们愿意用爱来彼此相爱，以爱回应的人。
Respond with love.
神在看顾我们。
So God are attentive to us.
在看顾不是说、啊、我看你有没有做对做错，不是这个意思哦。
It's not about just right or wrong.
在看顾就像你在看你的小孩成长的过程一样哦。
Attentive just like watching your children grow.
要跌倒的我来扶持你。
So keep you up when you fall.
要走歪的我用手把你拉回正道。
If you stray, they'll bring you back.
你需要的时候，爸妈在这边来帮助你。
So it keep you and maintain everything.
耶和华的看顾是这样的看顾。
So that's how he be attentive.
所以彼得最后用神的应许来给我们一种加强。
So this is a reinforcement about God's promise.
不要担心，你不要怕。
Don't worry.
你也不要去以恶还恶。
Don't return evil from evil.
因为神会做审判。
So God will judge.
那我们这些把审判交给我们的神。我们好好过我们的健康的教会生活，在我们这敬信会里面活出一个蒙神喜爱的光景。
So live a healthy church life and pleasing to God.
常常祷告。
Pray incessantly.
因为我们自己做不到。
Because by ourselves we cannot do it.
只有我们跟基督连结的时候。
Only unity with Lord.
我们才做得到。
That we can do it.
提醒我们哦。
Remind us.
常常祷告。
Pray always.
那么有生命的特征
，characteristics，
活出生活的实行
，practice，
也愿我们借着祷告
，through prayer，
把我们一切交托给我们的神
，leave everything to the Lord。
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
很美的教会生活。
So that's the healthy, wonderful church life.
我们来祷告。哦，不行，我们有回应诗歌，抱歉。
So let's respond with a hymn.
好，我们请姊妹上来。今天讲长一点了，因为我这是我的负担，下次我会缩短，我保证。我们把那个今天福音诗歌，我在唱之前我来那个跟大家很快很快的，这首诗歌我非常喜欢。我练英文的，我们的哈 ，Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there is doubt.True faith in you， 这个是很深的。我每次唱这首诗歌，我都会流泪的。第二节就是帮助，不要单单求安慰，更愿意努力安慰帮助人，不求被理解了解，但求了解人，接受爱，更加愿意付出爱。Make me a channel of your peace where there is despair in life. Let me bring hope where there is darkness, only light. And where there is sadness.Ever joy， 帮助一样，这是重复哈。第三个，使我做你和平之子，愿宽恕别人，好像你宽恕；愿施予别人，好像你施予；愿燃烧生命得到什么？永远的生命。所以弟兄姊妹，我们一起来唱。可唱的时候，求你们跟我一样，我们是从我们内心来唱。我们唱给谁听？唱给主听，你不是唱给牧师听，你是唱给你里面的主听。好，我们一起来唱来。
是我做你和平之子，在怨恨之中是用你的爱，伤之中传授你宽恕，在怀疑之中献出你心事，帮助不要单单求安慰，更愿意努力安慰帮助人，在难过心灵波 子，愿宽恕别人，好像你宽恕，愿施予别人，好像你施予，愿燃烧生命，得永远生命。
第三节，我们唱一次来。
是我做你和平君子，宽恕别人，好像你宽恕，愿施予别人，好像你施予，愿燃烧生命，得永远生。
所以弟兄姊妹，下个礼拜是牧师在你们这里一个新的开始啊！我也盼望你们跟我们一起都有一个新的开始。新的开始，我们要学会宽恕别人；新的开始，我们要学会有怜悯心；新的开始，我们要过去的种种都把它忘记了。那主，让我们在这里有一个全新的开始，让我们愿意多祷告。那我们对人还是恢复起初我们爱人的心，想想我们那时候得救的时候，我们对人的热心，愿主他在恢复你们对他起初的爱。好，那我们整个教会，不管老幼，不管信主年纪有多久，资深或资浅的，我们都在主里面有一个重新的开始。好，我们一起来祷告。主，我愿意把南城县浸信会、华人浸信会，我跟弟兄姊妹跟同工们一起把这教会交托给你，愿你自己成我们每天生活的方向，
and be our direction，
愿你自己成我们里面的动力，
and internal motivation，
也愿我们能够像你一样来爱别人，
so that we can love us like you have loved us，
让我们有一个和平之子生命的特征，
let's have the characteristics of the son of peace，
我们喜爱和谐，
we love harmony，
我们有同理心，
We have empathy.
我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
We love our brother and sister.
我们怜悯所有世上的一切人。
So we have mercy on everyone.
我们要学习谦卑。
To be humble.
我们更愿意以爱来回应人家对我们所做的一切。
And return love against everything happened to us.
那我们舌头不出恶言。
So do not speak evil.
那我们不说诡诈的话。
No deceit in our lips.
也让我们愿意离恶行善。
So that we do not return evil, but with love.
我们知道这些我们做不来。
I know it's difficult for us.
但我们相信，只要跟你连在一起，我们就行。
But we know if we have unity in you, then we can do it.
那我们经常祷告。
So pray often.
读你的话。
Read your word.
喜乐跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And enjoy fellowship with brother and sister.
活出一个健康的基督徒的生活。
Live a healthy Christian life.
这是我们的祷告。
This is my prayer.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.